Hello, and welcome to Into His Marvelous Light, the podcast where we focus on how to grow closer to God through examination of Scripture and application of His Word. I'm your host, Darnice Tolton. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Into His Marvelous Light. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for joining me as we start this journey together. I am just on the clouds right now. I'm excited to be starting this podcast. It's something that I never thought of. It's something that I never imagined. It's something that I just never thought I'd be doing. But you know, with God, anything is possible. Anything is possible. He can do things far beyond what we can even think, what we can even imagine. Thank you for joining me on this ride. God is going to do great things through this podcast. I feel that He's really going to touch the hearts of people who are listening. I feel that people are going to really hear the Word of God, and it's going to move them. It's going to move them because God's Word is alive, and that's what it does. His Word is alive, and when we allow Him to move in us, He works. He can do a great and mighty work in you. He can do a great and mighty work. So for this very first episode, we're going to keep it light today, but I wanted to just explain and share my vision for this podcast, what the theme is and what I pray that you all listening are able to get out of it. And then we'll end it with a little segment called A Little About Me, and I'll get to share some things about myself so you can get to know me. So first, the theme of this podcast, of course, it's called Into His Marvelous Light. The theme is based around a scripture and the Word, and that's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Yes, I love that scripture. God has called you, the very person who is listening to this podcast, the person who is under the sound of my voice right now. He has called you out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. We are not meant to dwell in darkness. We are not meant to be in darkness. That is not why He created us. He has a bigger plan and bigger purpose for us in our life. You know, God, from the very beginning, He has separated light from dark. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness." See, God sees light as good. He separated the light from the darkness. God made a clear distinction between light and darkness. They are not one and the same. They are different. And God sees that light is good. And He's called us out of darkness into His light, His marvelous light. And so that is what the theme is built around of this podcast. And I pray that this podcast touches the hearts of those who are listening. I pray that God's word promotes growth in your walk, no matter where you are. I pray that you're able to take the word of God and apply it to your life. You know, application is very important, because if we don't apply God's words to our life, we're just hearing it. We're not doing it. We're not acting upon it. And we don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to be doers. And I pray that through this podcast, you are able to take God's word and ultimately apply it into your life, and it become your lifestyle. It become your lifestyle. That is my biggest prayer. That is my vision for this podcast. And, you know, I know God is able to work. I've seen Him do great things, even in my life. In the lives of those around me, I've seen Him turn a life around. My life, He has turned around, and it brings me so much joy to see that take place, to see that process, to see transformation, to see restoration, to see deliverance in a person's life. It's beautiful to see a place that someone was in, that place of darkness, where they were just maybe shattered in pieces, they were broken, but God was able to restore, to deliver, to transform. He was able to bring all of those pieces of that puzzle together and to put them back together again into a beautiful masterpiece. And I love just watching that process in people. I love seeing that. It is only a work that God is able to do. It is only something that God is able to do. But at this point, we'll transition into the A Little About Me segment. And in this segment, I'll share some things about myself. And firstly, I currently live in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. I was born and raised here. Pennsylvania is really all that I know, all that I'm familiar with. I've done a little bit of travel, not a ton. It's something that I want to start doing. It's something that I want to do more of. There is so much in the world to see, so much of God's beautiful creation to see. And I want to explore. I want to see. I want to see new things. I want to see new things. But for now, I am located in Pennsylvania. I am an apostolic Pentecostal. I'm a part of the United Pentecostal Church International Organization. I was saved at 16 years old, according to the Word of God, how the Word says we must be saved. I was baptized in Jesus' name. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I was introduced to the Word of God in high school, and God's word, you know, I allowed it to work in me. I allowed him to begin taking me through that process of coming out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. And you know, something that's interesting is sometimes we're not quick to admit that we're in the darkness. We're not quick to admit and say, man, my life is in pieces. My life is broken. And I'm in the darkness. You know, it takes a lot for an individual, for one to say that. We may think that about our own lives. We may think that and feel like, wow, all these things that I'm going through right now, it's not going well. My life is turned upside down. It's a mess. It's chaos. I don't know what to do. But it's hard for us to openly admit that. But when we get to that place where we can openly say, God, I am broken. I am in pieces. I need you. I need your help putting it back together again. Only you can put it back together. God is able. That's where he's able to restore. That's where he's able to do most of his work. But in high school, I started to realize that. I started to see that. And that's when I began to follow. I began to follow the Lord, where I was first introduced to the Word of God. And that's when he really started doing things in my life. I will say that I have a niece that I live with. My niece lives with me. She is 15. I adopted her 3 years ago, and I love her. I've learned so much about her. We've always been close growing up. You know, I was her aunt. She was my niece. We always been close and had a close relationship. And, you know, things happened in life, and God, when he began to kind of call me back, there was a period of time I stepped away from the Lord. And in that time, things began to happen and take place in my life. And, you know, God often does things in our lives to get our attention. And it's usually things that are maybe life changing. It could be a traumatic event or something that takes place, or maybe not. But a lot of times we get to that place where we're just like, I can't take it anymore. I don't have control. I can't fix it. God, I need you. And we get to that place and we realize we cannot do it on our own. But in this process of me getting my niece, it was after my sister had passed away, and I have adopted her. And I'm so thankful to have her. She's teaching me a lot about myself, learning so much about her. And we are growing in God together, and I'm so grateful and thankful to be a part of her journey and what God is doing in her, and how he has literally turned her life around, and he is doing wonderful things in her, and I can just see it. I see it. And I won't talk too much of her testimony, because a part of that is for her to share. Maybe you guys will hear in future episodes, but it is powerful. So some interests and passions, things that I'm just passionate about. I'm passionate about the Word of God. I mean, I am passionate about Jesus. I love the Lord. I love learning about His Word. I love teaching others about His Word. I love helping others, encouraging others. I just love doing work for the kingdom. And I very much so enjoy it. As I said earlier, we cannot ever get to that place where we just know everything. We can never reach that place where there's nothing else for us to learn or grow in. No, we can always grow in God. We can always grow in God. And I love that He doesn't cap us. He doesn't limit us. I'm also passionate about this podcast. This podcast was birthed just from answered prayers, seeds that were planted, that took up good root, that fell upon good soil. And this podcast was birthed. This podcast was birthed. This is not something I thought of a year ago. This was not something I thought of even 6 months ago. But God. And I am passionate about the Lord. Anything the Lord, I am passionate about. Things I love to do, I love to laugh. Guys, you're probably going to hear me do an occasional outburst of laugh throughout these episodes. I mean, I'm just giggly. I'm just fun. I'm just kind of youthful. Although I am beyond that youth age, I like to remain youthful. I like to keep it light. I like to keep it fun. I love laughing, joking, playing around, playing games. Sense of humor. I'd like to think I have a sense of humor. I like to joke. That's me. So I'm all fun. I love the fellowship. I love hanging out with people. I love spending time with others. Relationships, building relationships with people is beautiful, and just seeing how they evolve. And it's beautiful. My favorite book is the Bible. That is my favorite book. If I had to list a book other than that, as of now, I would say there's a book called The Book on Prayer, and it is by Ken Gurley. It is a very, very good book. Highly recommended if you are looking to just pray with more authority, if you're looking to just grow in your prayer life. You know, prayer is our direct communication with God. That is how we communicate with Him, is through prayer. So if you are looking to just grow in your communication and deepening your communication with the Lord, I highly recommend that book. It's called The Book on Prayer by Ken Gurley. Also, I've been just getting into reading. And over the past, I'd say, year-ish. And I like to listen to books on Audible. It's something I had to get used to. I was one of those maybe like page turners. I was one of those, you know, if I'm listening to a book, I need to see the words. It helped me understand. But, you know, after really getting into Audible, it's become much easier for me. God has helped me with that. But I listen to books on Audible. I do enjoy doing that. It helps just give me peace. It's good to kind of wind down, listen to a book. It's also good to do while we're doing other things in life, things such as washing the dishes, straightening up, things like that, that are kind of just muscle memory kind of tasks, and you're able to still receive and hear something. So I love listening to books as I'm doing those things. My favorite book in the Bible, that is very hard to answer. I don't know if I even have a favorite book, to be honest. But one that I love so much is the book of Jonah. I love the book of Jonah. It just shows how merciful God is. It shows the power of repentance. It shows the consequences of our disobedience towards God. When we are disobedient towards Him, it shows us the consequences towards that. I love that book. It's just 4 chapters and it is amazing. My favorite color is green. I love green. Why do I love green? I don't know. I don't know why I love green, but I love green. I've loved it my whole life since I was a kid. And I've often wondered, why do I like green? It's not for money. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not hung up on money or greedy for money in any kind of way. But I said, why do I love green? And it hit me one day. And I said, wow, Darnice, green just shows life. When we see green, we see life. Think about it. You have a plant at home. I have a plant and it's not doing the best. I mean, it's still green, but it struggles a little bit. But a plant, when you see your plant, and you look at it, you're like, oh, it's doing well when it's green. When we see green, it's doing well. It's healthy. It's alive. It's getting all that it needs. It's getting the water it needs. It's getting the sunlight that it needs. It's getting everything that it needs. But when our plant begins to die, what we see, what we see, brown, we see it's dying. The leaves are starting to turn down. They're starting to crinkle. They're brown. They're getting hard. The soil is getting dry. The soil is no longer moist. That's how we can tell a plant is dying. So it really hit me. Wow, Lord, green. Okay. That's why I love green. I found that that's why I love green. We look all around us. We see green all in nature. We see the green grass. We see trees. We see plants. We see so many things that are green. And I just love the color green. I just love it. My favorite show. So I don't watch cable. But my favorite show is The Chosen on Angel Studios. That is probably what I would watch most when their seasons are in. It is a very good show. It brings the Bible to life. It helps you, I think, gives us a good idea or understanding of what times were like in those days, as the stories that we read about in the Bible, how it may have seemed, how it may have been like, or what were people feeling. And it helps us kind of immerse us into that moment of time and when these events took place. And I love seeing the Word of God come to life. And so I love that show for that. Let's talk about music. So I love listening to music. I love worshiping God. I love listening to His Word, that people, you know, are speaking His Word in song, and that it's a way of worshiping Him. And I love listening to IBC. It's Indiana Bible College. They make wonderful music, music that is just anointed. It is just such a blessing to listen to. I love listening to them. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. You will be blessed. I love listening to their music. I play their music probably almost daily. And I can never get enough. Other things I like to do, I love to do puzzles. I know I'm a little bit of a nerd too. I didn't really mention that earlier, but a little bit of a nerd, maybe a little bit. But I love doing puzzles. You know, I love doing puzzles. I have not quite yet worked my way up to 1,000 pieces. I'm trying to get there. So I'm still early in the puzzle stages. I'll do 500, 550 pieces, kind of where I'm at right now. But I love doing puzzles. I love the peace that it brings me. I love just kind of sitting there, and I'll have some music playing, probably IBC, but I'm listening to music and just doing a puzzle. You can kind of just zone in on that image that you're working on and begin to piece pieces together and creating this puzzle, this masterpiece. You kind of see how you open the box and you have all these individual pieces. And then as you work on it over time, as time progresses, you see that it's put together. You see that it begins to create this beautiful image. You know, sometimes we need to step back from things. You know, sometimes we need to take a breather in life. You know, we need to just say, I need a little bit of downtime. And for me, that's a part of downtime is puzzles. I also love to play games, board games, card games. I love to play games. I like Monopoly. I like Uno. Those are kind of the go-tos. I love a game called Skippo. It's a card game. Very fun to play. I love playing games, games with groups. Pictionary is a blast. Different games like that where you can just laugh, where everyone can just have fun. And I'm pretty competitive. I'm a pretty competitive person. I like to win. I get really into it. I get pumped up about it. I get excited. But I'm not so competitive where, you know, I'm mad at someone for the rest of the evening because they beat me in Monopoly. You know, I don't take it that far, but I do get competitive. I do get competitive. Well, that sums up the final segment of this episode. Be sure to stay tuned for the next one, where we will dig into what it means to walk into His marvelous life. God bless.